Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm a brass man.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. When will the Texans franchise tag J.D. Clowney? They can do it right now if they wanted to. Today is the first day that they're able to do that. They have a couple weeks. The clock is ticking right now. NFL legend John McClain is here. He says it's going to be later rather than sooner. Seth Payne says if it comes sooner, maybe they're open for business. Maybe John McClain disagrees with that. And if he does, it's that time. You know what time it is. It's Tuesday, 11:20, which means it's time for some McClain leg hiking. And I'm going to start it off with this. A trade hypothetical, John McClain. I'm going to tell you, don't say if it's going to happen. Say if you would do it or
you're
not.
You're going to take Whitney Mercilus and what?
There you go.
I already read it.
All right. Whitney Mercilus in the Texans' fifth-round pick in exchange for Duke Johnson in the Browns' fourth-round pick.
Duke Johnson, boy, he'd be just what they need as a third back. They've got Duke Ejiofor to move up, so yeah, I'd do that.
Look at that. How about that?
No hike on that one.
No hike on that one.
Shout out to Texans Cat for coming up with that, by the way.
Yeah, good to him. Jadeveon Clowney is not a worker bee.
That was something Peter King wrote Monday. Depends on what you think a worker bee is. He's not a guy that's going to be in there working his tail off all year round like, say, Jonathan Joseph, who I saw over there last Thursday working out. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if that's the definition of a worker bee, then, yeah, that's true.
Damn, we're dry right now.
I know, we are.
The Texans should pursue Odell Beckham Jr. because, according to Chris Sims, the Patriots were interested.
I get it.
Why? Why not?
Why would they?
Why
would you have to give up for Odell Beckham Jr.? You'd have to give up more than a number one pick.
Let's say
you'd have to take on a contract that would hamstring you. I can't remember the details. So you'd have to give up like two ones and take on a contract you couldn't. That would hamstring you on offensive line.
All right, give up a first this year and a second next year for Odell Beckham.
A first and a second, and that's it.
Yeah.
Well, sure, I'd trade for that.
Okay.
But that's not what you said.
Hike it.
Man,
the Houston Texans will draft a cornerback with their first-round pick.
That's what I had in my mock draft last week, but I don't believe it. So, no, hike it. I think it'll be in the second round.
Man.
Antonio Brown will be traded this offseason to the Indianapolis Colts.
Hike it. He'll be traded, but I don't see the Steelers trading him somewhere with a team that is competing with them to try to go to the Super Bowl, and the Colts, of course, will be.
If the Steelers trade Brown, they ain't going to no Super Bowl.
No, but
anyways.
Their goal is to go to the Super Bowl, and they still. I think James Washington will emerge as a good receiver because they do a great job at getting receivers. Yeah, they got him in the second round. Juju Smith-Schuster was second round. They could use a first or second rounder on a receiver this year. So I think they're not going to have anybody who can step in and replace Brown. Brown didn't start regularly till his third year, but I think they do a better job at finding receivers than any team in the NFL. And I think that Kevin Colbert will find another one to replace Brown.
At least five players from the AAF will make an NFL roster next year.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think there's going to be probably more than that.
Mm-hmm. It's been interesting to watch.
And also, I know, almost went out of business after 1 week.
I think that's a little bit of a headline grab because I think they're always trying to find this investor. And the guy didn't just pick up the phone and say, "Hey, we need $250 million." Okay, I mean, I'm sure that was already being talked about.
Well, if you're in a situation where players are missing paychecks after the first week, that's not good.
Right? No, it's not good. But what I'm saying is, this was always part of the plan to get him as an investor. You don't just all of a sudden say, "Yeah."
No,
I'll give
I'm
you
sure that
million.
That it is. Was part of the plan. Of course, they're trying to get investors, but to have him come in so late,
right.
Some guys have to miss. That's
right.
Kind of not a good sign.
I think there's a spot for it, man. We've talked about this last week. I think there's going to be some players.
I think there'll be like 20 or 30, maybe more.
Wow.
McLean leg hiking on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. I've seen the contract projected for Falcons running back Tevin Coleman at 4 years, $20 million. This is just from SpotTrack. I think it might be a little bit more when it comes out, but that's the projection. Assuming that Tevin Coleman is willing to sign a 4-year, $20 million deal, the Texans should be interested in bringing him to town.
Well, not if they're going to make that Duke Johnson trade.
Well, Johnson falls through. Let's pretend it falls through and they say no to that.
Then, yes, they should be interested in checking out Tevin Johnson.
Coleman.
Including the NHL, the NBA All-Star Game is the worst All-Star Game there is.
The Pro Bowl's the worst All-Star Game there is.
NBA's just...
And one of the things about...
I love the NBA, but that's awful to watch.
It is awful, but on the other hand, some of the things they do, like putting the ball off the glass and bouncing it off the floor slam dunks, that's exciting.
Lopez is turning into an old
ground.
They get out of the way and let the stars make great moves.
It's that getting out of the way part that kind of bugs me.
I read a great story, and I can't remember who did it, that the talk all through the NBA festivities was about Zion Williamson, not about the NBA, about... Dude, think what he's going to do at the slam dunk next year. I went back and watched the highlights of him doing in slam dunk competitions in which he beat the guy that won this one in high school. What's that guy's name that won Saturday night or Friday night, whenever they
did
it?
Who cares?
Right.
Have y'all seen that video of that teacher who is a dunking machine in his tie and his slacks and his shirt?
I've seen a couple of videos, yes.
That guy is unbelievable. They need to get him there. And I wonder what he could do if he was actually wearing shorts.
I would watch like some street legends.
What is wrong with you, Lopez?
And it's on. And it's
because it's a dunk contest.
It's on if you Google
it. It's a carnival
teacher
event.
Dunking. When I was a kid, we used to watch the All Star Game, and then we'd go out in the backyard on Gary Horn and I, and some other people, and we'd act like we're Earl Monroe, try to emulate Earl.
Wow.
Clyde Frazier.
You got any tape of this?
No.
Yeah.
And some guys shot left-handed like Gail Goodrich of the Lakers. We'd shoot left-handed. It was so much fun to watch. Of course, we couldn't dunk. Bill Russell was left-handed, so we'd pretend we were Wilt and Bill.
How old were you when you were doing this?
Each other. We were in junior high and high school. And we had so much fun. And I don't know if they do that today, but I wouldn't won it in the 90s. The score the other day was a little much, of course, but getting to watch those guys do the highlight reels on offense, to me, that was fun.
I enjoyed it.
And I stayed till the end.
Just watch the guys hoop. I don't get what Lopez
well,
is
talking about. But here's my thing, just real quick. When I sign up...
They don't play enough defense.
No. When I sign up to watch a carnival event, I expect to see a carnival event. That's why I like the dunk contest.
They don't play defense in this All-Star game.
If you let me finish, you'll maybe get my point. When I watch the
floor slapped.
If you would let me finish, you maybe would get my point. When I sign up to watch a carnival event, I expect to watch a carnival event, and therefore I'm not disappointed. That's why the slam dunk contest, with what McLean is saying or whatever, I would sign up for that. When I sign up to watch a game, I expect to see a game.
You know what the All-Star Game is, John.
Yes, I do.
You've been watching sports for like 40 years.
It's an offensive carnival.
It's guys.
But that's not what they put. That's not what they advertise.
It's the best in the world messing around like you would at the
rec
center.
They say All-Star Game. We're going to pick the team.
It's going
to be competitive.
You know what it is. You know what advertising is alike.
It's not a game.
I haven't seen this. So the TV ratings out, and did they beat the Pro Bowl this year?
No, they lost to the Home Run Derby. I know the dunk contest lost to the Home Run Derby, but I'm not sure if they beat the Pro Bowl or not.
I like the
dunk contest.
And did the American Football Alliance, did that beat the NBA All-Star Weekend?
I'm not sure, but I know that they did not make payroll the first week, which we'll hear about in headlines, which is a little bit interesting. John Lopez, who were you when you would pretend you were somebody in the backyard?
I was Wilt or George Gervin.
Okay.
Or Billy Paltz.
Okay.
But nobody really remembers.
Well, Gervin was obviously the best, so you had some
finger
sleep
roll.
Moves.
I had that
finger roll.
The behind the head.
Do they still try to? We used to do the same thing. Try to have their shot, especially if it was unusual. Do they still do that in the yard today?
Oh yeah.
Is it all on video games?
Sam Perkins line drive. I was all about that. I was Reggie Miller in the backyard.
I did the Gervin. I still got Gervin.
I was Reggie Miller,
and I did Billy Paltz's hook shot.
Okay.
Yeah. I got one more. You got another one?
Everybody tried the Skyhook because of Jabbar.
But I didn't do it because of Jabbar. I did it because of Billy Paltz, the Whopper. Anyway.
He's so sanitized.
He's such a hipster.
Okay, here you go. Houston is the worst football city in America. That's not me saying it. That's Fox Sports.
Which is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. I'd like to see who the moron was that came up with that.
The moron's name
is the worst football city. He's probably from Dallas.
Mark Lane is the moron's name.
Never heard of it.
No, Mark Lane is from the Texans Wire. I just think
Wow, you're just throwing his name out there like that.
Here we go.
You're just throwing a guy from the Texans Wire name like that.
Yeah, because that's the first link
that
popped
up. Should be a
little
smoother.
That's the first link that popped up.
What the hell is wrong with you, J-Lo?
I want to make sure I had it right.
Come back from your fishing vacation, your unsuccessful fishing vacation. You're just sitting here throwing this guy under
the bus.
How
do they come up with Houston?
I just saw the top five. Saw Houston, sure. Nashville.
Cleveland doesn't belong on that list either.
Of course not.
That's a joke.
Yes.
Cleveland being the fourth worst is a joke. Absolute joke. Coming up next in the hits, I just told you guys that the AAF did not make payroll. I'm going to go into more specifics about that. And Carlos Correa, he's ready to go this year at Astro Spring Training. And he's making all kinds of appearances with the woman you just heard. Next on In the Loop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.